we are all on the same page. We really, at this stage, have had no choice but to convene a special meeting, a one-item agenda meeting on this matter, so that you can be rest assured.
Mr. Okudzeto Ablakwa noted that government considers tertiary education as essential to development, given that the institutions churn literates that can help fight ignorance, poverty, and disease. He urged the students to be good leaders today as well as leaders for tomorrow.
Bernard Jakwa and Priscilla Anunoy filed that report. Students in basic and second cycle institutions, especially those in boarding houses, are struggling with their studies due to the worsening power outages. A visit to some basic and senior high schools in the Accra metropolis showed that students are really having a difficult time dealing with the power crisis, especially with the load shedding timetable, and therefore not able to plan their prep time. The situation, the schools say, is so serious that school heads have to resort to hiring power plants, and this is taking a toll on their finances. A report by Ivona Telegu and Godwin Aloriwe.
As at the time we visited the premises of Legon Prefect, there was light out. Due to this, almost all the offices were opened to allow in fresh air. The assistant headmistress in charge of administration at the school, Dora Dankwata Akun, lamented that they receive complaints from students on how the frequent power outage is affecting their studies. She added that fuel in the power plant is very expensive.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we come to work. There is no light for us to work. Even if we have to submit documents to the district or the regional, we have not been able to fulfill those things because we don't have light. Our students are writing mock, and because we want them also to show that what they have studied, they have to answer questions on. And not they studied and they were not able to write the exam. So we have a plan that when it comes to situations that are very difficult, we have to use the plan to print the questions. So sometimes we have to keep it on for 2-3 hours and look at the amount of money we're going to consume because the compound is very big. So immediately we finish with this important assignment, we just put it on. So evening we don't put it on for students to even do their evening prep. And students are also complaining how this, but there's nothing we can do. So government should do something by at least giving the institutions or the organizations 3 hours of power during the day so that we can work and that we can be productive enough for him to also take his tax.
The situation was not different at the Accra Girls Senior High School, as most students are worried that the situation will affect their performance in the impending WACC. At the Achimota Basic School, a teacher who wants to remain anonymous said the school now runs on 2 power plants. The big one is used at night and the small one during the day. According to her, anytime there is blackout, the school spends 700 cedis on diesel to power the plant, which is very expensive. Some of the students poured out their frustration to Radio Ghana.
Sometimes we don't go for prep.
Okay.
Because there are no lights, so we can't learn in the evening. Right now we're writing mock and we don't go for prep.
So do you resort to other means of learning, like using torchlight or chargeable lamp?
It's not allowed. Okay.
It's not allowed.
Actually, the light is not on. We don't get light to do our homework. And sometimes if we are not able to do our homework, like the step we can't learn very hard. Sometimes especially with the borders, when we get up from bed, we are unable to see to take our towels and things. So it becomes very difficult for us.
That situation is very bad.
How bad is this? Can you just explain?
But the boarding houses, sometimes we sleep, even if we want to learn, then we begin and the light is out. Then we do what, maybe you have a test, you must learn, then the light is out. You can't, then so that you can pass the examination.
It's not helping us at all because our seniors didn't do well in the WACC. And even if we really want to prepare now, we are having 24 hours of light off. This is just going to like destroy everything now. around 24 hours, how would we get time to learn? But how many of us do they expect? Even with like, when I learn, we don't understand. And they're so like, what are we doing? Like, we want help. The government should do something.
With the situation at hand, one hopes that government's plan to work around the clock will be apt to forestall any problem, especially with regards to students' academic performance.
Ivana Tulegu and Godwin Yanlodowes report. Authorities at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital have warned that with effect from Monday, February 16, they will be compelled to charge new patients 550 Ghana cedis unless government comes to their aid with the needed funds. The chief psychiatrist, Dr. Kwesiose, told Radio Ghana that the facility is seriously cash-strapped to the extent that patients have to buy their own drugs. Dr. Osei spoke to Buhu Clinical.
It's really bad, but in the sense that my management has decided and I am here to give the final approval and I'm holding on so that we can have further discussions. They decided that by Monday, if you don't have money, you will need to offload the cost of care to the patient. And that means charging every patient who is to come on admission 550 Ghana cedis for the duration that will be there. That might look not too much for somebody, but it's certainly a lot of money for a patient. And that tells you how bad it is because we are really not supposed to charge. Patients are supposed to come and get everything free, including even their toothpaste. But actually, in practice, what has been happening is that because you don't have money to be giving them some such items, we give them a list of items to purchase on their own, like your buckets, your toiletries, and those things. But now, in addition to you going to buy all those items, we are going to ask them to pay 550 Ghana cedis. That is, if by Monday, you don't have money. But you are still negotiating with the ministry, and you are being given a lot of hope anyway.
If you say the minister is giving a lot of hope, how hopeful is this hope?
Yeah, that's why we are discussing. And what we are getting is that we hope to be getting funding.
Are you that confident that by tomorrow or by that Monday you get that funding?
Well, until Monday comes, I have no reason to think that we may not get it.
We are all hoping that with the establishment of the Mental Health Authority and the inauguration of the board, things will turn around, but that seems not to be the case.
Now, you are right. What is really happening is that, yes, the law is going to give us money to be able to handle all mental health affairs, but we are going to establish a mental health fund, and with the mental health fund, then you will get money into it. So when that fund is established, we have money in the fund. You will not be going to the Ministry of Health, you will not be going to the government to get money to attend to mental health care. But that fund also depends on the passage of the airline legislative instrument. The legislative instrument that will spell out exactly how Parliament is going to determine how funding is going to come into the mental health fund. What we anticipate is that a levy, either a new levy may be established or part of an existing levy, will be taken to feed the fund.
Dr. Kwesiose is the chief psychiatrist of the Accra Psychiatric Hospital. He was interviewed by Bubu Klinogo. The Ministry of Health says it will prevail on the Finance Ministry to quickly release funds to the Accra Psychiatric Hospital. The PRO of the Ministry, Tony Goodman, said the permanent solution to the financial challenges confronting the three psychiatric hospitals is the establishment of the Mental Health Fund. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
We know how that place operates. We understand that the condition there is not the best. They need enough resources to be able to provide health care there. But since we are not the handlers of financial resources, if they should come to our attention in the right time, we are able to go to finance to see how best we can get some resources for them. If you look at the way GIFMIX or the financial disbursement of the Ministry of Finance works now, it's not in the Ministry of Health domain to be given money, but the money is released directly from the institution and we are notified. It's just unfortunate that this is happening. We recognize the fact that they are doing their best under the circumstances that they are now to make sure that they provide quality of care. But the current threat, we hope, is not the best. And I want to appeal to the facility not to engage in such threats and then come to the ministry where the need be so that we'll be able to resolve some of those problems.
In the interim, what does the facility do in a situation whereby they don't have funds to buy drugs and food for their inmates?
We in the ministry will now impress upon the Minister of Finance to get some resources for them. As you are aware, Ministry of Health, we don't generate money. We have money. The money, our budget is submitted to an institution and is given to us. We are just in the second month of 2015, and we hope that our resources will come to us for us to disperse to our facilities across the country.
That was the Public Relations Officer of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman. The Ministry of Health again has received 25 million cedis from government to purchase medicines to replenish its temporary warehouses after the central medical store was destroyed by fire recently. According to the PRO of the ministry, Tony Goodman, some stocks have already arrived whilst others are in transit and will soon be in the country. He said the ministry still needs about 50 million cedis to fully replenish the stores. On the burning of the oxygen plant meant for the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital, Mr. Goodman said the hospital will have to improvise in the meantime.
You have received some items that were in transit before the food infrastructure got destroyed. We've received some stock, some also in transit coming. The government has given 25 million as its contribution towards procuring drugs to augment or replenish the one that got bent, and we are making sure that we buy those drugs as quickly as possible. Our straw manufacturers and producers of this country have also supplied some to us. Recently, the minister went and they received them. We are hoping that our development partners will make some frantic effort to also supply some of the medicines and give us some of the amount that is left to go when a short of 75 million. Government has given 25, we hope to get a 50 million that is left for us to really stop this facility. So that is the situation under which we are operating now.
Now, the public relations officer of the Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman. Stakeholders in the environment sector have called for attitudinal change on issues dealing with pollution at the country's beaches. The environmentalists contended that until Ghanaians refrain from practices such as sand winning, open defecation and littering of the beaches, the country stands to face an impending doom of losing the beaches. At a meeting hosted by an NGO, Save Our Beaches Ghana, the EPA, traditional leaders and fishers, among others, agreed to collaborate in finding solutions to how to maintain Ghana's beaches as tourist sites. Priscilla Uswansa and Leila Bedu, her father's report.
Ghana is graced with 540 kilometers of sandy coastlines, and this is expected to bring local and foreign currency to the country as it pertains in other countries. But that is not the case. Most of the beaches are not a very pleasant sight. The beaches are engulfed in filth as a result of bad human activity there. A programs officer at the EPA, Peace Bekokova, in a presentation listed some measures her outfit is putting in place to deal with the situation.
We are also championing the establishment of landfill sites all over the country. Landfill sites that are environmentally friendly, so that if you might have a landfill site and you get it, can still be for the wood any smell, the wood any taste flowing out of this pollution and water going into the soil. Currently promoting education among our previous students. And when I say stakeholders, I mean all areas in the industry, from food, children, markets, everybody including us. We are promoting attitudinal and tutorial and gone our own days that they tell you that you are not supposed to jump to refuge to river bodies. They protect river bodies as sacred. Beaches are so well taken care of.
A keynote speaker and editor with the Daily Graphic, Kingsley Inkum, stated that there should be much education and promotion of waste recycling. He said this will help rid the beaches of plastic waste. The executive secretary of Save Our Beaches Ghana, Pakwesi Wilson, said the young organization will do all it can to create awareness on the need to maintain sanity at beaches. He called for support from individuals and other organizations to help achieve its mandate.
A report by Priscilla Oswansa and Leila Bedu. First news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Ministry of Education steps up efforts to address power challenges in tertiary institutions. Accra Psychiatric Hospital threatens to charge new patients 550 cedis from Monday 16th of this month if no support comes from government. The Ministry of Health receives 25 million cedis from government to purchase medicines to replenish temporary warehouses. Police say no to demonstrators attempting to protest on 6 March. And German Chancellor warns of fresh sanctions against Russia if ceasefire deal is not implemented. Welcome back. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, has expressed concern about the spate of collapsed buildings across the country and asked the Ghana Institution of Engineers to sit up. She said they must set up a task force to monitor structures being put up and ensure there is a structural engineer involved or stop the work. This is contained in a speech delivered on her behalf by Justice of the Court of Appeal, Mr. Justice Isifu Tanko Amadu, to launch the inaugural evening lecture of the Ghana Institution of Engineers in Accra. The Ethics and Leadership Lecture Series will be delivered monthly. The inaugural lecture was on the topic Transformational Leadership and Ethics, a Key Drive for Excellence and Wealth Creation, and was delivered by Dr. Delanyo Adedevo. The Chief Justice urged the engineering body to endeavor to bring any of their members found to have been involved in the construction of a collapsed structure to book, but must give them fair hearing. She said they must make provision in their code of ethics for sanctions, but this must be within the dictates of the Constitution. Delivering the lecture, Dr. Adarivo called for what he called an aggressive leadership to lead the country into a better future. He was worried about the country being a net importer of finished products from the developed countries.
We have to insist. We can't continue this way. There must come the time when a number of Ghanaians will rise up and say, we are demanding a new approach to our economic development. It's got to be based on the adding of value to our natural resources, not based on the export and sales of our raw materials. And my point is that if what we are bringing to the table is our raw materials and what we are taking from others is their secondary product, then that trend in itself is going to postpone our own industrialization. And so Ghana cannot just base her economy on selling raw materials. We have to add value to our resources.
Dr. Adeniyi also touched on the current power outages.
It cannot be attributed to leadership that simply, but I will say that collectively, for us as a people, we should have foreseen this and we should have planned for it. Whereas we don't have the means to actually execute our plans. I don't know all the details, but for where we are now, I think that we should endure the challenges temporarily whilst planning strategically for enough energy as we move into the future with the resolve that this will not happen to our dear country, Ghana, again.
Dr. Adedevo said the gap between developing countries and the Western world is a technological gap which must be bridged. To him, Ghana has not started yet. The second edition of the Small and Medium Scale Enterprises Awards has been launched in Accra. This year's ceremony is aimed at driving SMEs to adopt the use of ICT and web-based application to enhance their businesses. In a message from the Ministry of Trade, government said it is committed to creating an improved ICT business environment for SMEs to maximize their full potential. A report by Rukiatu Musa and Lai Taibat Wazir.
The SME Ghana Awards was instituted in 2013 to celebrate excellence amongst SMEs and individuals of quality entrepreneurial abilities in Ghana. It is also to give recognition and provide incentives for business growth. The 2014 awards will focus on trade, industrial and the services sectors. A senior industrial promotion officer at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, Alex Nessa, highlighted the importance of the use of ICT in growing businesses.
Information access plays a critical role in informed decision-making process, making it easy for SMEs to make good competitive decisions. Turn innovation and entrepreneurship, increase productivity and efficiency of business operations, provide relevant business development services, facilitate linkages to local, regional and international markets, enable access to new technologies and sources of finance. Our SMEs should incorporate ICT into their plans and programs. Their ability to survive in this increasingly competitive global environment is largely dependent upon their capacity to leverage information as a resource.
The executive head of business development at Union Savings and Loans, Dominic Donko, urged all SMEs to use ICT as a way of penetrating the global market.
That was Rukia Tumusa and Larry Taibatwazi's report. A group calling itself Concerned Ghanaians says they will hit the streets of Accra on the 6th of March to express their frustration at the current energy crisis. Spokesperson for the group, Goodfellow Ofei, says they will go ahead with their demonstration on the intended date, but was quick to add that they are ready to negotiate with the police on all the necessary security arrangements. Meanwhile, the Accra Regional Commander, DCOP Tete Yohunu, said if the group decides to go ahead with the demonstration, the police will have no choice than to go to court or use legitimate means to stop them, because on the 6th of March, the police will be overstretched because of activities for the Independence Day.
We'll follow all the laid-down procedures, and if we do that, that become necessary, they have to do it. We have no authority. We as police, we have no right to stop anybody from not demonstrating. But I think when we show that we have a problem, at least agree on a particular date with somebody or the group, and then they advise them and they don't take it, then they will use the provisions of the Public Order Act and then follow it diligently to ensure that at least something that will not bring about any clash between police and anybody who is organizing it. When we go to court and the court says that they should do it, then we will give them the chance to do it. But we feel that we are going to be stressing on that day and will not be able to give them the protection. The intention is to give them protection to do it. And if we don't give you the protection, and then the court also feels that without the police, the people can do it, then it's up to them.
That was the Accra Regional Commander, DCOP Tete Yohuno. The chief of Mampong Ikuapim, Osaberma Nanakwamu II Date, says the inability of successive governments to make the cocoa business attractive has contributed to the fall in the price of the product. He said the Tetekwashi Museum, which is the only site to honor him, has also not been opened since its establishment. He therefore asked government to ensure the opening of the museum before this year's Ohum Festival. Nanotu Data said this when members of the Ecclesiastical Bishops of Africa visited the Tetekwashi cocoa farms at Mampong near Kufudia. Priscilla Pia has father's report.
Osabe Manana Kwame Otu Data said since cocoa was brought into the country over 100 years ago, it's contributed immensely to the GDP of the country. He said Tetekwashi, whose name is synonymous with cocoa, has faded into oblivion because of the discovery of oil. He said, considering the impact of cocoa, not a single student from Mampong has benefited from any cocoa scholarship. He added that the Tetekwashi Museum, which could generate some revenue for the people of Mampong, has also not been opened since its establishment in 2007.
A museum was built for Tetekwashi in 2007, but up to now, when it was commemorated, it was locked. Up to now, I don't know how far, who holds the key. As for this year, getting to my festival time, whereby it's not open, I'll let the police know that we want to open it for the general public to use it. So by all means, we use force to open it. So the cocoa in Ghana mostly came from Mampong Ikuapim, and a lot of people have benefited from the cocoa. Even scholarships have been awarded to most people in Ghana. But from Mampong, there's nothing of the sort. If the opportunity is given to everyone to plant cocoa and sell it by itself, it will be a different thing in Ghana. Everybody will just plant their cocoa tree. So the government will see to it so that the cocoa farmers benefit a lot from the cocoa.
The vice prelate of the Ecclesiastical Bishops and Leaders Conference of Africa, Bishop Dr. Simon Oyigi Oyigi, called on Africans and for that matter Ghanaians to emulate the example of Tetekwashi for the good of all.
The story of Tetekwashi inspires us because of his agricultural cutting edge. Here is one man that made sure that the African man grew this plant, which attracted the West in terms of exports. How many of the African men and women today in Tetekwashi are still living? We need to wake up as a continent and we go back to the roots of Tetekwashi, put our resources together and build this continent.
by reporters found by Priscilla Appia. On the foreign front, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned that Russia will face fresh sanctions from the EU if a deal to end the Ukraine war is not fully implemented. She said EU leaders have asked officials to prepare further sanctions in case the agreed ceasefire is not respected. The leaders of Russia, Ukraine, Germany and France sealed a deal yesterday after marathon talks in Belarus. The ceasefire is due to begin in eastern Ukraine at midnight tomorrow, but both sides remain skeptical. Now, to end the news, the main points again. Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjetua-Blackwa, says the ministry will meet with partners in the power industry on the 23rd of this month to step up efforts to address the current power crisis in tertiary institutions. And new patients of the Accra Psychiatric Hospital will from Monday pay 550 Ghana cedis unless government intervenes with the needed funds. The chief psychiatrist, Dr. Kwesiose, who confirmed this in an interview with Radio Ghana, says the hospital is seriously cash-strapped. The news was presented by